The Open Data Protocol, or OData for short, is an open protocol to exchange data over the web. Servers host this data, and clients can interact with these servers to manipulate or update the data. An endpoint on the server is also referred to as a service. The protocol itself is HTTP-based and has been designed with a RESTful mindset. This means that to query the data, you form a URI and use the appropriate HTTP headers like GET, PATCH, POST, or DELETE to interact with the service. The data itself is sent from and to the server in an ADAM or JSON notation. Since the protocol is HTTP-based, any programming language with an HTTP stack can be used to interact with this data. To ease development, however, many client-side libraries have been created which parse these ADAM or JSON payloads into objects, making interacting easier. On the server side, many libraries have been created too, which besides parsing and generating the payloads, also provide easy interaction with the storage backends, like databases or files. It is important to note that because the protocol is HTTP-based, the server and the client side of the communication can be implemented using completely different libraries. Once the server exposes data via the OData protocol, it can be consumed by any client-side library. It is possible, however, to require OAuth authentication for data access on a server. Besides libraries to help developers implement the protocol, different applications have been made available too. Client-side applications consume the OData protocol and are thus referred to as consumers, while server-side applications expose their data via a service endpoint and are referred to as OData producers. The complete collection of available software is referred to as the OData ecosystem. Please use this website to learn more about the protocol, explore the existing ecosystem of applications and services, explore the existing libraries, and help shape the next version of the protocol. Provide feedback and please join the mailing list.